Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Maid Katten, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Reining. It's like all other malachis that are asra chalamayid. And just like we had many exclusions, many times where it's mutter, same is true in regard to reining. Our Mishnah begins, once again, Sechtes Maid Katan, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The Elu Kaizvin B'mayim. These are the things that you could write during Chalamayim. Each one is considered a Dover Ovid, as we're going to explain, B'ez Hashem Izbar. Kiddushin Nashim. This is someone who wants to write a Shtar Kiddushin to be Mekadosh and Isha. He writes down on a piece of paper, or even on a piece of pottery, says the Batanura, Harayat Mekadosh Asli. And he's Mekadosh a woman with it, even though it's not worth a pruta. It's one of the ways one can be Mekadosh and Isha. Every marriage has two parts to it. The first part is called Kiddushin. The second part is called Nisuyin. The Nisuyin, that's the Chuppah and the Brachais, and the things that take place then. Kiddushin is the first part. In the times of the Gemara, they used to do the Kiddushin 12 months before the Nisuyin. Today, it's all done under the Chuppah. Now, why is this such an emergency? Why is this a Dover Ovid? And the answer is, Shema Yekad Menu Acher. If he doesn't marry her, maybe somebody else will marry her. So he's going to lose out. What else could be written in Chalamoid? Gittin. That's where a husband divorces his wife. Why is this a davar of it? Well, suppose the husband has to travel very far away. And he's concerned that if he doesn't give her the get now, maybe he won't be able to come back. And the woman won't be able to get married afterwards. She's going to remain an aguna chas v'shalom. The shoivrin. Shoivrin are receipts. It's a shtar that the malva writes for the loiva. The malva is the one who lends money. The loiva is the one who borrows money. And when the loiva pays up his chayv, the malva writes him a receipt. Now, if the malva is not going to be willing to write a receipt, the loiva is not going to be willing to pay. The loiva will worry, what if the malva is going to forget that I paid him and it'll come to me again? So if a loiva comes during chalamayin and says, now I have the money to pay up, unless the malva writes him a shoiver, he won't give it. And if you wait till after Yom Tov, what if the loiva won't have the money then? What if the loiva won't be around anymore? Now he's in the mood of paying up, but who knows what's going to be later? That's why it's considered a davar ha'aved. Viter, something else that could be written on Chol Hamayid. Daitiki. Daitiki is what's called a matnas shchiv meira. The word daitiki is da tehe lemekim v'liyas. Let's explain. We have here a chayla who's about to pass away to a different world. And he says, please, take this and this and give it to Reuven. So it goes to Reuven, even though Reuven didn't make a kinyan to acquire it. That's a special right that a Shchiv Meira has. Shchiv Meira is someone right before his passing. So we write a Shtar Tzavo for the Mekabel, for Reuven, as a Raya, that the Noisein, that the giver, Taka, gave it to him. If we're not going to write the Shtar as a Raya, afterwards, what are the Yarshim are going to say? Who says our father said this? Vaitra says, the Mishnah, what else can you write in Chalamoid Matana? Here we're talking about a healthy person. Reuven gives a matana from his nechasim to Shimon. And they make a kinyan, but they give the shtar to Shimon as a raya. If he's not going to write the shtar for him, the giver can say, me? I gave a present? Never, it never happened. That's why if we don't do it now, it could be a davar ha'aved. Vaitra says the Mishnah, u pruzbalin. Sure, you know what a pruzbal is. There is a din that when Shemitah comes, you cannot collect your chayv. Shemitah is Mesham B'tachayv. If I owe you money and Shemitah comes, I can't demand the money after Shemitah. What happened was, people weren't willing to lend money. They were scared Shemitah is going to come, and they won't be able to collect the money back. So Chazal made a takana called a pruzbal. According to a shtar pruzbal, what happens is, the malva, again, the malva is the lender, he gives over to Bezdin all of the chayvos that others owe him, and officially it's owed to Bezdin. And Bezdin has a right to collect, even if Shemitah passes. This Pruzbal could be written on Chol Hamayid. Because if right now we have a Bezdin that's willing to write the Pruzbal, we're scared, maybe later he won't be able to find one. Then he's going to lose his Chayiv. That's why it's a Davar HaAved. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the list goes on, of things you're allowed to write on Chol Hamayid. Igrois Shum, a cheshbon of how much a certain chayfetz or land is worth. Let's say Reuven owes Shimon money. Shimon is the malva, Reuven is the loiva. Reuven doesn't have the money to pay up. Shimon takes him to Bezdin, and they decide they're going to take something from Reuven, which is going to be instead of paying up money. So experts come down, and they assess how much Reuven's item is worth. It may be karka, it may be land that belongs to Reuven. Again, Reuven is the loiva, he's the borrower. It may be a movable item, whatever it is. Bez Din officially says, okay, this is worth $300. The chayv is $300. The malva can take it. This too could be considered a davar avid. What if the edim are going to leave? What if they're going to die and they won't write it anymore? He's going to lose his chayv. Why is he going to lose his chayv? Because what happens is, before they write this shtar, this igre shum, they rip up the shtar that says that Reuven owes Shimon money, because we don't want Reuven to collect twice. What if Reuven is going to take the land, or take the becher, let's say it's worth 300, and then he's going to go to a different bez and say, oh, look, I have a shtar that says he owes me money. So at the point that we already ripped up the shtar, if we're not going to let the professionals from Bezin write an igre shum, the Shimon may not be able to collect the money at all. He doesn't have the original shtar. And we didn't get a chance to write down that Reuven is collecting this becher or this piece of karka. So he has nothing. That's when we're at this point where they already ripped up the original shtar and Bezin assessed how much something is worth, we write it. Even on Chayil Hamayed. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, the Igrois Muslim. This is a shtar that Bezin writes for an almana and yesaimis that sold karka may nichse hames for the purpose of their mezainis. The almana and the yesaimim needed food. So Bezin went and sold part of the real estate that the husband who passed away had, part of the karka. Now what's the emergency? Why can't we wait till after Chayil Hamayit? So the Meiri explains, could be now there's a buyer, maybe afterwards you won't find a buyer. Maybe the nechasim will go down in value, and the almana and the yesaimim will get less, or they would have to sell more of the karka. So therefore, we don't want to wait. Or, the Bat Tanura brings a second pshat, a woman remarried and she has a daughter from her first husband. Her second husband said, you know what, I'm going to give her food. I'm going to give her mezainis. And he's willing to commit himself and write it down on a shtar. So we want to do it right away, even a Chol HaMoed. We don't want to take a chance that you're going to lose out. Vaitras HaKadosh Mishnah Shtarei Chalitza. This is a woman whose husband died without children. It's also for her to marry anyone else until one of the brothers of the husband who passed away does the whole Seder Chalitza before a Bez Din. And Bez Din writes Shtar Chalitza as a raya that she's mutter now to marry anyone that she wants. Now, if this woman's going to want to go someplace else, she won't have a raya that Chalitza took place, she won't be able to marry anyone else. So we can't push this off. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Umeyunim. This is a Ktana. Shemiyana Bebaila. What does Miyun mean? A Yisai Mektana who has no father. Minatoira. No one can be Mekadisher until she gets older. If a person was Mekadisher, she's not married. But Chazal did make a Takana. And that is that if her brother or her mother gave her to a person, she's considered married Midrabana. But she has a right to say, I don't like this husband. That's called Miyun. If she does that, the Kiddushin becomes Batal. And she can marry someone else without a get. Now, if she didn't have the Shtar Miyun after she says she doesn't want her husband, she won't be able to get married afterwards. And after Yom Tov, it may be too late. If she becomes a Gedoyla, she can't do Miyun anymore. And then if she doesn't like her husband, the only way to get out of the marriage is for her husband to give her a get. But her husband may not want to give her a get. So anytime you have a situation like this, where time is running out, we're up against the deadline, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Shtarei Birurin. What Shtarei Birurin? This is a shtar where people write down which judges, which dayanim, they picked to be the baledinim to judge before them. Suppose Reuven and Shimon have an argument and they decide to go to a din Torah. Each one picks a dayan. And these two dayanim that they pick a third dayan. All of this is written in the shtar. And none of them can change their mind afterward. Now, if we don't write all of this down, maybe one of the baledinim, either Reuven or Shimon, will say, no, I don't want this dayan. No, I never agreed to this. And we won't be able to proceed with the din Torah. And there won't be shalom amongst them. That's a davar ha'aved. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ugzeris Bezin. A shtar, where it is written over here, the psak din of Bez Din. We can't push this off. What if we're going to forget what Bezin said? And even if they redo the din Torah, who says it'll be the same as the first psak? And the one who's zaycha now may lose out. That's why it has to be done even on Chol HaMoed. Finally, says the Mishnah, the last item on the list is Ve'igrois Shel Rishus. This is a letter that a person writes to a friend to say, how are you? Now here, it's not so much mutter because it's a dover of it. Rather, it's a Maisa Hedyet. It's not written professionally. And also it's Letzarech HaMoed. Maybe he's writing a letter that he needs something for Yom Tov, or through this letter it's going to generate Simchas Yom Tov. the person's going to feel good. Ooh, I got a letter from my dear friend Shlaimi, from my son Chaim, from my father Baruch. So it has some shaychus or connection to Simchas Yamtiv. Some say Rishus refers to the Mamshala, the government. A letter where we write down the command that the government gave. According to this sheet, to stam a letter from one person to another, you can't write in Chalamoid. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, you want to write a letter in Chalamoid? You should do it with a shinui. Maybe the top line should be crooked. Here, take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tavkuf Mem Hei. Okay, chazring over the list of things in our Mishnayos. List of things where the Tana tells us it's okay to write a Chalamoid. In most cases, it's because it's a Dovra Aved. Kiddush Einashim, to be Mekadosh a woman. One of the ways to be Mekadosh an Ishes is through a shtar. He writes, Hariat Mekadoshesli. He's not going to do the Kiddushin. Maybe somebody else is going to take her. That's why it's a Dovra Aved. For that matter, Gittin. Let's say the husband has to go away and he's scared he may not come back. He doesn't want his wife, Chas V'Sham, to remain in Aguna. So therefore, he has to write the Gittin and it has to be done now. Shevarin Arasit. That's a shtar that the Malva writes to the Loiva as a Raya. That he paid up his chayv. If he won't write the shayva, the loiva is not going to want to pay. He's going to say, I'm scared. If I don't have a receipt that I paid, maybe he's going to take me to Bezdin and say, no, pay up. Who's going to believe me that I paid up already? And we're scared if the loiva isn't going to pay now when he has the money and he's ready to pay. Who knows what's going to happen after Yom Tov? We spoke about a daitiki. That's a shchiv mira. A chayla is about to pass away and he commands to give something to someone. There's a special din that he does not require a kinyan. That someone can take it without a kinyan. This is called a matnas shchiv meiran. If you don't write down this shtar, what happens if after Yom Tov, the Yarshim are going to say, no, it's not true, our father never gave it to him. Okay, what else did we learn? Could be written a chalamoid. Stam a shtar matana of a healthy person. Reuven gives a matana from his nechasim to Shimon, and a kinyan is made. But there's a shtar that substantiates it. That's a raya, yes. Aiden signed off that a kinyan was made. We don't want to push this off. We don't want the giver to say later, no, no, it's not true, I never did it. But you did do it. Therefore, once he did it, we can't push off the shtar. We said you can write a prusbel. That's a special shtar where the malva gives over his chavis to bezin so it could be collected even after Shemitah passes. We said you can write igrois shum. That's a shtar that bezin writes for the malva that he can collect a chav. The loiva owes him the money. Bezin assesses, let's say his becher or maybe some karka, and says, this is how much he owes you, you can take it. So we explain what the problem over here is. Once Bezdin gets to this point where we're going to take an item that the loiva owes and we're going to write down how much it's worth for the malva to take, they rip up the original shtar so that the malva shouldn't be able to collect twice. So we don't want the malva to be stuck between losing the first shtar and not getting the chayfetz, not getting the shtar that shows he can take a certain item. That's why it could be written on Chalamoid. Igrei Smazan, do you remember what that is? That's a shtar that Bezin writes for the Almona and the Yisaimim. They sold some karka from the Nechasim of the husband who passed away for the purpose of their mezainus. Right now we can get money for it, or right now the value may be higher. So we don't want to push this off. Another pshat was a woman that has a daughter from a previous marriage and her second husband is willing to obligate himself to support her. We want to put this down on the shtar. We don't want to take any chances and push it off till later. Shtari chalitza, that's to prove that a woman went through the seder achalitza. Her husband died without children. One of the brothers gave her chalitza so she should be able to remarry. Shtar miyum, that's if she was a ketana and her mother or brother married her off. As long as she's a ketana, she could say, I don't want this husband. And she goes out without a get. If she says so, we want to make sure that everyone knows she's allowed to get married to anyone now. She doesn't need a get. We don't want to push this off. Shtari berurin, that's when people pick which dayanim are going to judge for them. We explained that if Reuven and Shimon have a din Torah, Reuven picks a bezin, Shimon picks a bezin, and these two dayanim pick a third one. Gzeres bezin, this is a shtar where we write down the psak of bezin. And igra shel reshus, we said some say this means a letter that one person writes to his friend. And the reason he would be able to write it is because he needs something which is tzarech for Yom Tov, or it makes a person happy on Yom Tov. We spoke at a different shot that some say, the gear says Rashus, and it refers to the Memshala, to the government. We write down a tzivui that the government gave out. If you remember, we said, according to this pshat, stam a letter you can't write. La halacha, we said, we're machmir, and if you want to write a letter, we write it with a shinui, like making the top line crooked.